I'm Chaya Novi, and I'm going to tell you about innovation and change in New York Hasidic Yiddish pronouns. Hasidic Yiddish came to New York as the native language of immigrants who settled here after their European homeland was destroyed during World War II. Before they arrived here, these refugees typically spent months or even years in displacement camps, where many of them met and married their spouses. In the camps, people from far-flung Jewish communities were thrown together, resulting in large numbers of cross-language and cross-dialectal marriages. Because of a strong ideology that favors the use of Yiddish, the language has been maintained. But as expected in this new contact environment, it is changing rapidly. Here, I focus on innovation that is resulting in leveling in two areas of the pronominal paradigm. The first process is the loss of an accusative, dative distinction in the singular paradigm, specifically the use of historically accusative forms of the first and second person's singular pronouns, mich and dich, in dative contexts. The second is innovation in verbal agreement in the plural paradigm, where distinctive agreement morphemes used with first and second person's plural pronouns are being replaced by a single morpheme, en. The data come from interviews that I conducted with 15 native speakers of Hasidic Yiddish, representing three generations from immigration. The results show progressively more innovation by younger speakers for both processes, which seem to be independent, with a change in verbal agreement being less advanced than the one in the object pronouns. Women appear to be leading both changes, but gender in this community is confounded by other factors and so needs to be interpreted cautiously. More interestingly, in both processes, speakers with at least one parent whose first language is not Yiddish seem to be instrumental. In the object pronouns, parents who speak different dialects of Yiddish also have a significant effect. Finally, speakers from Rockland County communities show a greater tendency for innovation. Until recently, Hasidic communities in Rockland County were small and diverse, and likely the sites of more language and dialect mixing than were the older, larger, or more homogeneous communities of Brooklyn or Orange County. The story, then, is one of externally driven change, with language and dialect contact at the level of individual households leading to large-scale structural changes in the language of the community.